This Iowa official is a great friend of U.S. agriculture. She's also a great facilitator of U.S. alternative energy. We are delighted that she could be with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Lieutenant Governor of the State of Iowa, Patty Judge.
Well, thank you very much, and hello to everyone out there. It's great to be with you today. Jeff, it's good to be here with you. I want to thank everyone here at POET for their commitment to Iowa and to the nation's energy future. And I really want to welcome General Clark back to Iowa. It's not every day that I get to share a stage with a four-star, and I'm really glad that he's here to help us celebrate this day. I'm doubly glad today because I have on his coat. Now, if he looks a little cold, he was prepared. I was the one that was not. He offered the coat, and I thought, it's just too good to pass up. That I can go home and tell everybody I wore General Clark's coat. He said he wasn't going to put any stars on it, though. Well, I really can remember quite well, as I know many of you here can remember, not so long ago, that this kind of event would not have been possible. In the early 1990s, along with many of you right here in this room, in this tent, we spent a lot of hours trying to talk to people across the state about this new idea, this new product that was so exciting, and we were calling it Gasohol. All around the state, we talked about Gasohol and what that meant and how we were going to make it out of corn and how we would dispel the rumors and myths that people had about it, and that it was an inferior product and that it would make your cars not run. It was a slow and sometimes a pretty contentious process. But I think throughout a lifetime in agriculture, I knew that the awesome power of biofuels was going to be a reality, and that it would have a profound impact on our state, and particularly on rural communities in our state. So as a farmer and a state senator, Secretary of Agriculture, now as Lieutenant Governor, along with many of you here today, we really have worked very, very hard to get to this day and to promote alternative energy. Now, some 30 years after ethanol was introduced, we're in a farm field in northwest Iowa, and we are seeing for ourselves that cellulosic ethanol is here and that it is viable, and that it will help transform renewable fuel as we know it today. So again, I want to thank POET for bringing Project Liberty to Emmitsburg. This project is helping to keep Iowa on the forefront of renewable energy, and it's going to help us usher in the next generation of biofuel. The Culver Judge Administration is very proud to be a partner on this project. Through our signature renewable energy program, the Iowa Power Fund, $14.75 million has been secured for this project, as well as another $5.25 million from the Iowa Department of Economic Development for a total of a $20 million state investment in the project here today. Now, these funds will help turn this idea into a reality. It's also going to create good-paying jobs throughout northwest Iowa at a time when Iowa needs those jobs desperately. So thank you, POET, and thank you, Jeff. We look forward to our partnership for many years to come. I want you to know that Governor Culver and I will continue to do everything we can also to increase the demand for ethanol. Here in Iowa, we've worked hard to increase the number of blender pumps at gas stations across the state. This work is going to make it easier for consumers to access E85. We've also been working with our partners in Washington to increase the standard blend of ethanol from E10 to E15. The Culver Judge Administration has already submitted a request to EPA to grant a waiver to allow the E-15. We know that this is a huge priority for POET and the coalition at Growth Energy, and we do hope that EPA rules favorably on this as quickly as possible. Project Liberty is revolutionizing traditional ethanol production. We need to make certain, my friends, that we move Iowa forward and America forward to using this homegrown renewable biofuel. We're going to continue to do so thanks to the revolutionary work being done here at Emmitsburg. So once again, thank you all for your hard work, for your commitment to Project Liberty. Governor Colbert and I look forward to working with each and every one of you as we build a stronger, more energy-efficient future for Iowa. Thank you very much. And again, General, thanks for your coat. Thank you.